With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. Surgeon General wants warning labels on social media platforms.
In a New York Times opinion piece, Dr. Vivek Murthy writes that social media is a contributing factor in the mental health crisis among young people. And he says it's time to require a Surgeon General's warning label on social media platforms, similar to labels on cigarette packages. Murthy says those warnings have changed tobacco behavior, and that adding labels to social media platforms would be a step in the right direction. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New Jersey's Attorney General charging Democratic power broker George Norcross with racketeering and other crimes that in connection with government-issued tax credits. Norcross, a former Democratic National Committee member and one-time head of the Camden County Democratic Party, has been an influential figure in state politics. Also, at SRNNews.com, very dangerous heat wave bringing record temps to the Midwest and Northeast this week, and officials are worried that it may get even worse before the end of the week. Chicago tourist Dan Levin was in Chicago, in Iowa, said his background as a football coach helped him to plan for a visit with his kids.
I'm very familiar with signs of heat stroke and heat illness and heat exhaustion, stuff like that. So earlier today, I told our family we were only going to be out at the park for 30 minutes, and then we were going to go get water and be inside. So, like, I make sure that, you know, we know to avoid that kind of stuff.
A former nurse at an Oregon hospital facing criminal charges that after she allegedly harmed nearly four dozen patients by sealing fentanyl and replacing it with a non-sterile tap water and IV drips. This is SRN News. San Francisco declaring itself a sanctuary city for transgender people.
It's not clear why such individuals need a sanctuary city. They are free to go where they want and do what they want, just like every other American. But the city is now officially, quote, a sanctuary for transgender, non-gender-conforming, non-binary, and two-spirit people. One city councilman says he hopes the resolution, which has no particular force of law, will encourage young people from other parts of the country to come to San Fran for sex change operations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge rejecting the argument lawmakers intended to impose their religious beliefs on everyone in the state when they passed an abortion ban. That ruling is in a case filed by more than a dozen Christian, Jewish, as well as Unitarian Universalist leaders who support abortion. This is SRN News. A disagreement on how to tamp down organized retail theft in California. Correspondent John Scott has more on that story.
The efforts have largely boiled down to two paths. The first one is a ballot initiative that would create harsher penalties for repeat offenders. The second is a legislative package of bills that would give more tools to law enforcement and retailers to go after professional crime rings. Tensions hit a boiling point as leaders behind both efforts accused one another of misleading voters and being unwilling to work toward a compromise. The two campaigns have until later this month to negotiate. John Scott reporting.
Wall Street numbers for today. Dow Industrials gaining 188 points at 38,778. S&P 500 gained 41 at 54,73. And the NASDAQ ahead 168 at 17,857. More details at srnnews.com.